Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
In case you couldn't figure out the broadcast, because we two broads.
Hell yeah.
Sarah, what is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we actually did get a couple of messages.
All right.
Hey ladies, Vicky, were you able to check out September Morning or Infected Rain yet? No, I have not, but thank you for reminding me.
Wow.
Another band you should listen to is Gemini Syndrome. Also, what about the graphic Sunstone? I haven't read Sunstone, but the artwork is incredible. I've seen bits and pieces of it. It is ridiculous. The person also does really cool fan art of Wonder Woman.
Oh.
But she actually looks like an Amazonian woman. Ooh. Instead of just like a skinny little gal. Although Gal Gadot, however you say her name, does a really good job as Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I think it would be cool to see her like actually look like
she
an
looks
Amazon.
Pretty fierce to yeah. me.
Well, if you think like in history, Amazonian women, do you ever watch Futurama?
No.
Did you ever see the Death by Schnoo Schnoo?
No.
Okay, then you have no frame of reference for that one. But it's just like these big, strong women is what these Amazonian were.
Oh.
Like almost like 7 feet tall, just muscular.
Holy hell.
Yeah. So I love the way he draws her.
Yeah.
Or she, I forgot who does Sunstone. Anywho, says, but on your fart topic, because we had that conversation last week.
Yeah.
That I grew up farting in front of my family. We farted in front of each other. Eventually, when I get a significant other, it'll take me a while, but I will eventually want to be comfortable enough to fart in front of him because that means they're a keeper.
Yes, and I'm the opposite. I grew up in a family where we don't fart in front of each other, on each other at all. And I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years, and I still don't in front of him. Unless I'm sleeping, apparently. But I don't believe it.
So, side note. Off topic. I had a dream the other day that we were off in like Chicago or something. You farted in your sleep, and I was like, "Sarah, wake up! You farted!"
And then I probably like took a plane home.
Yeah. And I almost texted you. I'm like, "Haha, I heard you fart." And then I realized when I woke up that was a dream.
We're not in Chicago.
No. It says, "But on the fart topic, my girlfriend and I have been together for about a year and 9-ish months, and for most of it, we've been comfortable with farting. I don't remember how it came up, but I know sometimes it gets uncomfortable holding it in." And it doesn't turn me off or anything. So I was just like, it's whatever. So she slowly started becoming okay with it. Now it's just all the time, whenever, haha. But sometimes we pick on each other about it. And it's just great being so comfortable with her. All right. Thank you for all you do. Keep it up, Frosty. From Frosty.
Oh, see, that story just makes me uncomfortable. Like, it doesn't, I think it's just a me thing, though.
Yeah.
It's just.
But you also didn't grow up with it.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought most people did grow up with farting in their family because it's like, this is your family. This is who, you know.
They should see the good, the bad, the ugly. Yeah.
Right. Like, I grew up, my mom, like, up until we got to a certain age, because she doesn't do this anymore because my brother lives there, but she would, like, just go to the bathroom with the door open.
Yeah, like, see, that was never, no.
And, like, as I got older, too, like, my dad sometimes would, like, number twosies. But like, as I got older, he's like, nope, we're not doing this.
I guess it's the same kind of like I was just thinking about things that you used to do, but now you don't because it's like you know, you kind of grow out of it is like the whole kissing on the lips thing.
See, we never did that. I know some people do in like our culture, I guess.
Yeah.
But we don't.
I think everyone I know, like when you're a baby or when you're a toddler or when you're like even 5, 6, that you kiss your parents on the lips and then just one day you turn an age or the day comes and you're just like, this is weird now. And, yeah, like, I couldn't, I still have friends that kiss their parents on the lips, and it's not weird to them. But I'm like, I could never imagine doing that now at my age.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And, I mean, I know some people do it, and they like it, so good for them. Because, like, in my family, we do the kiss on the cheek, but it was always very, like, I realized I never actually kissed anybody. I just made the sound.
Yeah, you so just, like, cheek, touch cheek to cheek. Yeah, I feel like a lot of other people do that too.
Right, but that's just like you shake hands, you do the kiss on the cheek or a hug.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, but yeah, my mom, she we were talking about it once. She's like, oh yeah, no, I'm not a fan, so I never did that with you guys.
And
I'm
even
like,
when you were kids.
Yeah, no, she's not a fan. She's like, because kids are like, she made a point. They're really slobbery, so if they do, it's just all slobber. It's like, no.
I know. I've been thinking about that, and I was like, I don't think I'll do that with my kids either.
Yeah, I'm not. I just,
but the cheek's fine. Forehead's fine.
But like I had that conversation with someone's like, that's how I grew up and I like it and we still do it sometimes. I'm like, okay, you know, who am I to condemn you?
I'm not going to lie, though. If I saw my boyfriend do that to his parents, I'd be like, that is weird. Well, that is weird.
You're not one to hold back what you think, Sarah.
No, that would be if you saw your boyfriend kiss your or kiss his parents on the lips, guy, but like mom and dad. Mm-hmm. Would you think that's weird?
Yeah, just because I didn't grow up with it, but I'm not going to be like, you are a weirdo.
You wouldn't say anything?
I wouldn't condemn him. I'm like, that's a little different, but I'm not going to make, like, that's how he grew up. Like, there's a ways that, like, there's a lot of stuff that I've done that I grew up with that people thought was weird. I remember growing up, people thought it was weird that I would kiss people on the cheek. Like, I knew, don't do this with the American friends.
Really?
With Mexicans, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, who am I to say?
Some things I feel like it just should be grown out of.
But yeah, if we, like, I mean, my mom, she'll be using the bathroom and I'll be in there talking with her. Like, if my brother's not home, it's like, she'll have the door open and I'll be like, if I need to brush my teeth or whatever it was, like need some floss.
It's weird.
Not a big deal.
I think that's weird.
Yeah.
I would also tell my significant other, I thought that was weird if that's what they were doing too.
Like if their dad's taking a leak and they just walk in to grab something.
Yeah, that's weird. Those are your parents. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like you get to an age where like,
well, it's like, I don't do that with my dad, but with that. It's my mom. We're both girls. Like, would I do that with a female friend? Like, would you go to the toilet? Like,
but you wouldn't do that with your dad.
No. No,
but
no,
would
no.
you when you were littler?
Itty, itty, itty bitty to the point where I don't remember.
Okay.
So like once I think I got to like 4 or something.
Yeah. And so your dad was like, okay, nope, get out.
Nope, you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but only with my mom because she's a girl.
Okay.
So yeah, no, that's. Yeah, I don't want to see my dad doing that. but we did get a message from Adam in Everett. He says, I couldn't remember the name of Ellie's at the airport. Such a good breakfast spot. Love their Bloody Marys. Also, we were talking about breakfast places, and there was one that was by the airport by my house. It's like 8-9 minutes from my house, which is awesome. Ooh. And like, I think I was talking about how you could see the actual like airplanes and everything.
Yeah,
it's called Ellie's at the airport. So really cool place. If you're up in that area, like Arlington area, definitely check it out.
Hell yeah. Get a Bloody Mary.
That does sound amazing. I mean, and it's like, we're in phase 2 now. Like up in up north, Snohomish County is now phase 2.
Snohomish, what? Mm-hmm.
You were technically King County, so
King
you're
County.
Phase we're 1.5.
1.5. we're a 0.5 behind you guys. But you know, it's all right.
Have you made any plans to do anything yet?
Oh, no, I'm still scared. S-less. No. Mm-mm.
Not even with all the precautions everybody's taking?
Yeah, because I don't really believe that people are really going to actually take them. I think the restaurants and establishments will, but like, how are you going to hang out with your friends and be eating and drinking with a mask on? Like that, like
just like pull the mask.
That's and
just,
not gonna. Yeah, exactly. Like,
hi, we're serving your steak and salad smoothie form, so you can use it with a straw.
Yeah, put a little hole in your mask and just start slurping
underneath it. Ugh.
Yeah, so I don't know what restaurants are open or not open because I think 0.1.5 is 25% inside, 50% outside. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. And I was talking to my friends about it who did go to a restaurant recently, and they said it was just kind of, it was an awkward, uncomfortable kind of situation because everyone's on edge. Everyone, like your waitresses are wearing masks and gloves, and it's just like, is it worth it? I don't know.
I mean, I'm spending probably less money in buying a whole crap more booze and drinking it at home.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm all for saving money. I would love to see my friends.
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty cool. But like, I'm glad that some things are open now, like hair salons and stuff like that, that is now a thing.
Are you going to get your hair done and nails done or something?
In a couple of weeks, I think I really need a trim because my hair is starting to break really bad. Like it's breaking everywhere.
Yeah, I'm more excited about the seeing with friends thing, but I'm kind of hoping for good weather because I feel like maybe if
you're
five
outside.
Of us are outside at like a park or having a picnic or something, it'll be a little, I don't know, just the touching of every surface. I don't know. I'm still very weary about it.
I mean, you guys could check temperatures before you meet up.
I know, but some people are and don't have symptoms anyway. And I feel like all in all, I still have friends that are just have been hanging out this whole time and they're all fine. So I mean, a likelihood, but I still am anal about it. And then I'm like, yeah, dude, I need to get my hair done, too. But I'm also like, I can wait a month or two longer. I'm not a supermodel. I don't got to walk the runway soon. I don't got to look good for anyone. Like,
and if I had to, like, if we were still closed, like, I'm not going to be one of those people like, I need a haircut. It's just a nice thing that is now available.
Yeah.
And only because my hair, like, the ends are legit breaking. So I'm like, okay, fine.
I'll go.
And only because my friend does. She actually has respiratory issues, like asthma and stuff. So she
your hairdresser?
Yes. So she lives in Montana. She comes like every 6 weeks before COVID. to visit her daughter and to cut everyone's hair and do everyone's hair every 6 or 8 weeks.
Wow, that's a lot of travel.
But, you know, she really loves it over here. Oh. She's kind of not.
She lives in Montana because she has to.
She thought it was a good idea. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
But she's finally comfortable enough because Montana has been open for a while, like for a couple weeks now, like salons and stuff. So she's been able to cut hair for a while. But with, you know, all the added precautions, gloves, sanitation, extra gloves, sanitation, all that fun stuff. But she is now comfortable traveling. So I'm like, if somebody who has breathing issues is coming to what used to be a hot spot.
Yeah, but if Montana's been open for weeks and she's been fine and she's been working.
And Montana didn't really have any, like, not, I don't want to say any, but they weren't a hot spot.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
That's so just like very sketch.
Yeah. I mean,
I would not want to hang out. I'm worried about hanging out with anyone. Especially if they have actual like issues before this COVID thing, I'd be like,
no, I will.
I'll see you next year.
I will be wearing a mask. She will be wearing a mask. All that fun stuff.
I don't know. It's just like a haircut, though. It's not like but I'm so low maintenance when it comes to that stuff that I'm like, why even risk it at all? It's hair,
right?
But that's the difference between, I guess, a lot of people.
And like I said, I'm only doing it because it's now available.
Yeah, because you're in that phase two.
Phase two, mother effers. But let's switch, you know, gears a little bit. We had this conversation. I don't think we had it on air.
Okay.
About your friend.
Oh, yes.
So what's going on? Like, because it kind of started, I don't want to say a debate, but a discussion between you and I.
It did. And so we wanted your opinions and kind of views on it. My friend, unfortunately, got dumped during quarantine. Yes. Maybe a month and a half, maybe almost 2 months ago now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been that long. Yo, we've been in quarantine for a while.
Sure.
They've dated for about a year.
Okay, so a decent amount of time. You would assume I love you has been said at some point.
Yes, yes. They were kind of talking about their future. Okay. I only know like what your friend
tell you.
Exactly what your friend tells you, but from her side of it, she was like in love, infatuated, thought this was the guy, has never been more in love in her life, thought they were talking about moving in together, blah, 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 blah. He, I think, has been struggling with depression for a few weeks, maybe a month or two before quarantine, and then quarantine hit and everything
that much more
went downhill. Yeah. And so he broke it off with her. He got to the point where he just couldn't have a girlfriend. Like, it wasn't anything she did. It wasn't anything that happened between him.
He needs to focus on his mental health.
Exactly. He really, really needs to focus on himself. He started to see a counselor and, like, talk to someone and kind of work through all of his demons. But it kind of got to the point where he would barely even communicate every day with her. You know, like, she was like, can you at least, like, text me every now and again? And he'd be like, okay, I'll try. And then the text didn't happen till like 9 or 10 at night, and she was like, well, can you text me a little earlier because I go to bed? And he just like, I'll try. You know what, I don't know if anyone, if you've been in the deep depression or, but like, nothing really matters, really. And like,
you say you want to do these things and you really do, but you just
can't.
You can't find the like energy
exactly
or the mental space to do so.
Exactly. So he finally decided, like, I really think it was the best for her. He's not giving you what she wants, what she needs out of a relationship. He just couldn't do that with anyone. It wasn't anything happened between them, just in general.
He needs time to work on his mental health, which is completely understandable.
Yes.
And so, not drag someone down with them.
Exactly. Which I think they tried to work it out, but it just, I think, kind of kept getting worse and worse. So he had finally cut it off. It was a phone conversation because they hadn't seen each other in quarantine. Mm-hmm. So it had been a month or so since they really saw each other, maybe 6 weeks. He broke it off with like a really long, like 2-hour conversation, emotional conversation, this, that, and the other. Anyway, so then they had each other's stuff. And well, she wanted to reach out, see how he was doing, just on a personal note. So she waited a few weeks. He responded, but you could tell that he was not wanting to have a conversation. He was like, I'm fine. I'm okay. How are you? Okay, cool, kind of thing. And then she was like, well, we still have each other's stuff. And I kind of want to have like a period to the end of the sentence. Like, when we are close to going into phase two, I want to see if he'll meet up with me so we can exchange each other's stuff, have a final conversation and be done with it. And I was like, yeah, like, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
She reached out to him like about a week ago, and he has no interest.
Mm-hmm.
No interest in meeting up, no interest in exchanging stuff like face to face, no interest in speaking. He is like, she sent me the screenshots of the messaging, and he was like, I'll just mail you your stuff, like, which is like a key to apartment. So it's like kind of important things. So she was furious. And so it kind of got me on the question of like, what do people need with closure? When it, I didn't know if it was a guy girl thing, because I so want like in-person closure. I want to see you face to face one last time, have a period at the end of the sentence. So I understand where she was coming from, but he was already done. He's already closed the chapter. He doesn't need to see her again. Deuces, right?
Yeah. And like, it may sound cold on his end, but my thinking, like, and I understand closure because sometimes you do need it. But I feel that a lot of people try to use closure as an excuse to see, like, well, maybe if I can get him in person, then we can talk about it and I can get him feeling how he used to feel like when we were together and make him like want to come back to me. And that's not just exclusive to females. Like, I feel I've seen, you know, guys doing this.
Do that too.
It's like, oh, no, let's just meet up one more time. Like, even if it's just because they want that last booty. You know, session.
The angry breakup sex.
Yeah,
one
like the breakup,
time.
The one last time sex. Or maybe they genuinely just trying to get the relationship like, hey, well, what if I bring you flowers? And like, they're, that's that last ditch effort. But I think somebody in his case, if he truly cared about her, and I don't know the relationship, I'm literally just going off of what you've been told.
Yeah.
So it's like a game
Very
of telephone.
Very one-sided.
But if he is going through this depression, and he genuinely cared about her and he just felt like he couldn't be there for her, I'm guessing, and if that, you know, 2 hour long breakup phone call really hurt him, I can only imagine how painful it would be to see her again, if especially if there's still residual feelings back there that he's not, that he doesn't want to dwell on, because he doesn't want to like go back and like, hey, let's date again. And, you know, even though I'm going through this crap right now and I want to do this by myself and I don't want to bring you into it. So I get where she's coming from, but in a sense, in this particular situation, because he's struggling with his depression, it's almost a selfish thing.
So you think it would reopen his wounds to meeting up again?
Yes.
I never thought of it like that, because she just thinks of it as for her, like meeting up for her would be really helpful and really good closure for her to start moving on. And she is taking it as, why aren't you doing this for me? Like, if we didn't have like a bad breakup and you still care about me and this is one thing that I am asking for, why aren't you just meeting up to have that for me? But I didn't think of it by that side, that it could be reopening all of his wounds too, that he is trying to work through.
And if he's not in a good mental state right now, that added to it, it's just, it's not going to help him. He's just going to get set back. And I know it's not fair to her that, you know, she wants to have this closure, but at the end of the day, if he can't do it, then like it's one of those things, like when anybody complains to somebody who's depressed, it's like, well, why can't you get out of bed or shower or eat or, you know, pay your bills? It's like everyone else can do it. It's like, yeah, but I have this depression monster that is sitting on my chest and it's like 1,000 pounds and I can't move.
Yeah. Do you think once he kind of, and I told her like, this is a beast. This isn't going to be like, this is like, he's working on childhood crap, it sounds like. This isn't like quarantine depression that like after quarantine he's going to be like, oh, I miss you so much. This is like, it could take years.
Yes.
Do you think after he's kind of worked through some of that, that if he wants and she wants, they'll eventually meet up and have a discussion?
They could.
Or do you think maybe he'll just like work through it and then just kind of put their relationship and her in the past?
I think most guys think in the sense of, you know what, like, she's probably moved on by now. There, I have no right to just kind of intrude on her life. Maybe she's with somebody new. Maybe she's married. Who knows? Like, I don't know how long this would be in the future. So I think he might, there's a chance he'd be like, you know what, I don't want to intrude on her life. Like, this is in the past. But if they happen to bump into each other and decide, hey, let's get together and discuss things, and they're both into it, then that's awesome. But I could see a guy not wanting to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. She mentioned that. She thought, like, I don't think he'll reach out even if he does miss me in the future or, you know, work through his stuff and then realize, wow, that was a great relationship. Yeah. It's just such a weird time, like, in general.
Mm-hmm.
So me trying to give advice, I was like, damn, I've been through breakups. I've wanted closure. I've been like, let's meet up. But never in a mother effing like quarantine and a pandemic and like everything that's going on, because they couldn't, because he was staying with his mom and his mom's really old. Mm-hmm. So I was like, ooh, it's the waiting game, but then it's also, but I know his response, I feel like, was very honest and telling.
Right.
And I think she'll kind of have to close that chapter now, whether she's ready to or not. Yeah. If someone doesn't want to meet up and talk through the relationship, like, you can't force that.
No. And I mean, like I said, it sucks for her. Like, I wish she could have the closure she needs, but it looks like this is the way he needs to be in order to be in the mental state that he needs. Like, you, when you're depressed, you can only have so many things occupying your mental space.
Yeah.
And that might just be one of those things, like, no, just shoot out the door. Like, not even an option.
Well, he kind of, I mean, he kind of did that with the whole relationship.
Right. Like, towards the end.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you can't, like, text your significant other at least once a day, like, you just don't have the mental capacity for that. Mm-hmm. Like,
he made the right call.
Yeah, for sure. I think so, too.
And, like, I feel like she probably would have wanted to stay with him to try to help him through it. But you can't. There's sometimes you just can't do anything. You could try to be there to be a support, but it's ultimately on him to get better.
Are you a closure person? An in-person closure, or has it been different through relationships?
It's been weird, because any time that, like, I've been through, like, a solid breakup, like, where, like, I didn't want it to be over, I was the person that would use the closure thing as, like, maybe we can get back together. We can have sex one more time.
Are you one of those, like, did your hair, did the makeup, low-cut shirt? Like, this is going to be our closure conversation. Look at how sexy I am.
I don't usually.
Because you know bitches do that.
Oh, yeah. No, I think for me, it literally, like, the last one that I can remember, I was driving and I wasn't too far from his house. I messaged him and it just, like, hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, I need to see him. I need to talk to him. And I asked if I can come over. Like, so I had no time to prepare.
Oh, were you like, hey, I'm in your neighborhood. What
I'm
you
like,
doing?
Hey, do you mind if we sit and talk? And
I think he's just like in the driveway already. Just like, hello. Maybe.
But most of the other ones, like, for me, I have learned that I can't just have people in my life. Like, even if it was like I haven't had an actual boyfriend in like 6 years.
Yeah.
But I've had pseudo relationships.
Dating.
Yeah, we were dating. It wasn't like anything super official. Like, we were still free to date other people, kind of a thing. And there were some that hurt, like, when it broke off for whatever reason. But they kind of got all salty with me when I didn't want to be their friend for a while. Like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's not that I don't care about you, and it's not that I'm mad at you. I just can't have you near me, because then I'm going to start feeling like, well, maybe we can work it out.
So would those, like, kind of breakups happen, like, in person, and that they want closure, or they just want you to still be in their life and doesn't think it's a big deal because it wasn't necessarily an official boyfriend-girlfriend thing?
So let me go with this one example. So I ended up, like, it started off as, like, fun, playful hooking up. It was a friend. I've known him for years. Very casual friend. It wasn't, like, somebody that I would hang out with constantly. I'd see him once or twice a year at comic book conventions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we'd hang out. We'd all get drunk, have a great time. Always had, like, good
hookup, not hookup.
We'd never hooked up.
Okay.
Because he was in a long-term relationship.
Oh.
And then that ended. And so it was all, like, a fluke on how we ended up, like, talking. Like, it's a big long story with that one.
You fell, and then all of a sudden you were on top of him.
Well, I'm trying to think if I can do the too long didn't read version. I was around my birthday time, I was supposed to go down in the area. He lived down south. And I was like, hey, I have like 5 hours to kill because I'm waiting for somebody to get off work, but I want to get here before traffic ends. What can I do in your area? He's like, there's nothing to do, but I had today off.
Oh.
And so he's like, hey, we can hang out until you have to go hang out with your friend.
Convenient.
So, right. And so that's when I found out, like, everything that went on with his relationship and everything. And I'm like, okay. When I left the offer out, and like, if you ever need out of your town here, if you want to just drive up to Seattle where I live, come hang out, feel free to sleep on the couch, that sort of thing. So we went out drinking, and then that night we ended up hooking up, and it's like, he's like, yep, this is the start of my single life.
Hey.
And it was fun. We had so much fun. We were so compatible in, like, so many different ways. But he hadn't been single, and he was older than me, so he hadn't been single in, like, 19 years.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
He had been with the same person since, like, high school.
No, Vicky, don't get attached to that.
And so that's the problem. Like,
he wanted a buffet of women.
Well, I told him. Like, I was the one. I'm like, I'm not going to be your rebound. I'm like, if we end up together, down the line, because he was that person who loved being in love.
Yeah.
If we end up together off after this, cool. But while we're kind of doing our thing here, I want you to try Tinder. Try those things that you've always been curious about. I don't want to be the rebound. So in a sense, we were in a pseudo, like, open relationship, even okay. though I wasn't really, I didn't really have anybody at bat at the time.
Yeah.
So I don't think I, like, had hooked up with anybody while we were, like, together, right?
Ooh.
And so I knew he had different gals. And as feelings started growing and growing.
Feelings on your end?
Yes. Okay. And there was feelings on his end, too. Like, we didn't say it often, like, because I told him, like, we both kind of said the L word.
Oh.
Yeah. But was one of those, like, whoa. this is kind of intense. So we wouldn't say it very often, but we knew those feelings were there.
So how did you feel when he was hooking up and hanging out and dating other women?
So as it continued, like, when the feelings grew on my end, I stopped wanting to hear. Because when we were just hooking up, I'm like, oh, sweet. Yeah. Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah.
My buddy.
Hillary, Lacey,
yeah,
Jessica.
Whatever. Yeah. Woo! Hell yeah. Hook up with that bitch. Get that girl. I told him, like, it just got more and more. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to know their names. I don't want to know any of the stories. I don't want to hear anything about them.
How was his reaction towards that?
And so he was like, oh, well, you know, it's like he was
because
like,
that's
oh,
a pretty
okay.
obvious, like, you're getting jealous, aren't you?
Right. And so, like, I told him, like, you know what? I don't feel comfortable with it. That's, you know, like, I do care about you. So, you know, it's a little harder than I thought it would be.
I love you.
Right.
I want you all
and
to
this,
myself.
This was also the time where I was debating, could I be in a polyamorous relationship?
Oh, okay.
Because I had thought about it, like, it makes sense logistically, you know, having multiple partners. Like, I have friends that are in those types of relationships and they seem to work for them. So I was curious, could I do it?
Am I that chill?
And as it went on, like, it didn't really bother me that he would hook up with other women. Like, what really ended up bothering me, what kind of broke everything, is when he told me that he was in love with both of us.
Oh!
He's like, if I had to put a number on it, like, you have, like, 70% of my heart or 80% of my heart, and she's got 20 of it. I'm like, that's still, like, that was when I was like, I can't.
Did you know that it was that serious between?
Well, he wouldn't necessarily talk about her and, like, but, like, he wouldn't say so-and-so. He would just kind of make examples about something, like, oh, with this, and it just all kind of, I think he thought because I was younger, I wouldn't pick up on things. And that's what kind of also annoyed the hell out of me. It's like, okay, I'm not stupid.
Yeah. Was it all, like, all these stories were about one person?
Right. And, like, I was able to connect. I'm like, oh, you were talking about this. So this is who this person must be. And so, yeah. So I kind of figured that one out.
So you were 70, 80, and she was 20,
yeah.
30.
Yeah.
And you decided to leave.
Yes.
And did he not, like...
So we had that conversation. Like, we had gone out of town for a friend's birthday. We came back, and when we came back, like, he had just, I think he had just gotten a new apartment, and we were just sitting there. I'm like, you know what? I can't do this. Like, after the trip, I was like, this was, you know, a very telling trip.
Would he talk about her a lot on the trip, or is that when he told you the whole thing?
No, like, it was over the course of weeks.
Oh.
So I think this kind of happened, and, like, the breakup ended up happening in January, and we started kind of hanging out in September.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So it was a couple months. But we had been friends forever.
And so then were you like, I can't do this?
I can't do it this way. And so that's actually when I decided to take mushrooms for the first time.
Hey-oh! Why not? When you break up, take some shrooms.
Because I think that was the moment when we got back from that trip. I was like, I don't know if this is something I can do or not. So I took mushrooms, but I really knew the answer.
Oh, did the mushrooms help you really see the answer?
Honestly, the mushrooms helped me do a lot of other stuff, but the thing is, it didn't help me see the answer because I already knew.
Yeah.
And, like, I was just kidding myself, but it was fun to try mushrooms. I mean,
sounds
don't do
terrifying.
Drugs, kids.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember the whole why we got on this conversation
with
this guy.
Well, and so you told him that.
Yes. And so we had one more meetup.
Okay, so that would be the real breakup for you.
Yes.
Which I feel like an in-person breakup is, like, kind of closure.
I'm just like, you know what? This is what I discovered. This is the end. Like, we met up somewhere. I think I gave him some stuff. Like, this is the
end. Oh, okay.
But then he kept trying to be my friend.
No.
Which it's like...
You can't have your cake and eat it too, dude.
I'm like, not yet. And so he would get all pissy. Like, he would, like, and the thing, what would really piss me off is, like, he would send me a message on Christmas or my birthday. It's like, happy birthday. You'll find somebody. And I'm just like, okay, calm your tees. Like, seriously, don't. I hate it when people say that. And I'm just like, I didn't ask you if you thought I could.
Well,
it was just, it sounded very
passive aggressive.
Not passive aggressive, but like, what is that word? I'm blanking on it. Condescending.
Condescending, yeah. Yep.
Like, it just felt very condescending because there were times where he's like, oh, you'll understand when you get older. I'm like, you're only 11 years older than me. Yeah. And it's like, he's like, you don't understand about like this about breakups or whatever. I'm like, I have had more breakups in my life than you have. So,
Do you have any communication with him now? Because that was a few years ago, right?
Yes, this was a few years ago.
Or is he still with the 2030 lady?
I think he's still with her. Actually, I think they live together now.
Like official? Like just them two?
I don't know. I don't know their situation. Because I know she was seeing other people and she was in that lifestyle.
Oh.
But I don't know if they like fell for each other and then decided to be monogamous. I have no idea because I haven't kept up that closely. I'm friends with him still on Facebook, but I hid him forever ago. So I don't see any of his updates.
So if he randomly texted you, like right now, let's say, just, hey, how are you? What would you feel?
I'd be like, I'm okay now.
You're okay. Would you want to open that friendship door?
I feel like I'm okay with it going back to how it was.
Just friends.
Just friends that see each other twice a year. We never texted each other.
Yeah.
Like, I'd see him at Comic-Con, say hi. Sometimes we'd go out because we had the same friend group, and we'd go get drunk, all of us together.
And you don't think it'd be awkward? Or you don't think, like, you'd get drunk and either be, like, super emotional or, like, want to sleep with him again?
No. Just because I'm kind of over it and... Like, it's funny because, like, when you break up with somebody, you start thinking of all the negative things that were okay first. Just like, he had a lack of body hair. And I realized I really like body hair.
What?
He was a very, very pale, like, Irishy dude. Yeah. So he had, like, no leg hair. Oh, and, like, man. No chest hair. And so I was like,
you need to put that on your dating profile. Right? This bitch love was, body hair.
This bitch was smoother than me.
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
So it's, like, stuff like that. Where I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, no, I have no interest in sleeping with you again.
Oh, that's good.
And like the first, like I had seen him at a convention, like a comic book convention in Spokane. And he had texted me when I left. And I was also dealing with some other crap.
Was this after everything?
Mm-hmm. But that particular week I was dealing with some crap and I just wanted to get home, get through the convention and get home. And so he texted me when the convention was over. He's like, did I see you there? I'm like, yep. So why don't you say hi? I'm like, honestly, I'm dealing with some stuff right now. And I didn't want to meet your new girlfriend because she was there too.
The 20, yep. 30.
Yep.
That would have been awkward.
I'm like, I don't want. And like,
did you say that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, I don't want to. Like, I am not in the place right now. And he got all butthurt and salty because whenever he would send me a happy birthday or anything, like I would just give him a thumbs up.
Why would he continue to reach out like, if you did that?
Yeah. Like, and so the next, when he texted me, he's just like, he gave me a thumbs up, like trying to throw it back. I'm like, come on, you stooped to the younger person's level.
Jeez. But let me just say, everyone, thumbs up is not a good response. Guys, I know you guys do it a lot, but do not do that.
Change the emoji.
Don't do a thumbs up. Yeah. Especially if you're like trying to like date a girl or something. Mm-hmm. Do not respond with a thumbs up. Unless, she will think you're dismissing her.
Yes. It's a very dismissive. It's one of those like either... Like, for older people, I use it for, like, got it. Like,
yeah.
Got you. Like, my dad sent me, hey, can you buy... I have an Amazon account, and my dad has an Amazon account, but he always sends me the link. He's like, can you buy it for me? Because I have his credit card information.
Oh.
So I just buy it and send it to his house. And so I just give him a thumbs up. Got you.
Like, I got it. But no. But,
yeah, for me, if I don't get closure, I'm okay with it. But I also just need you to be completely out of my life. And maybe
that's your closure.
Yeah. I need to hate you.
Oh.
And it doesn't mean I hate you forever. Sometimes I will find, like, with certain people in my life, I'm like, I hate you. This is the reason I hate you. And I know deep down I don't. It's just I need to not have any chance to open up that conversation again with this person.
Oh.
So I have to kind of trick myself. It's weird.
That's very weird.
But it helps me.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I'll keep going back and forth and back and forth. And
oh, God, that's the worst. The roller coaster, the ups and downs.
And I've done this too many times, so I'm just... If we break up and there was, like, feelings, you're going to have to be dead to me for a while.
Yeah.
But if we were homies, like, hooking up, it's whatever.
Well, maybe after a while, it's whatever. Yeah.
Well, like, I have a few friends that, like, we used to hook up. And it's like, you know what? This feels weird. Like, I honestly, like, sex is great and all, but I just feel like this is kind of, it's almost like we're too close of friends now. Like, one guy I became really good friends with, but now, like, our paths have taken us to different places, so I don't
see
like
him. We're like bros.
Yeah.
And now we're sleeping together and like...
We were sleeping together, we became bros, and then we stopped sleeping together. And then when I see him, it's like, oh my God, how are you? Like, we never had sex.
Yeah.
We just happen to be homies.
Yeah, it's like when I accidentally get too drunk with my guy friends and sleep with them. And I'm like, oh, never again. Sorry.
That didn't happen. That was just that was drunk Sarah you had sex with. Wine. That wasn't real Sarah.
Did we have sex? That's happened before.
Yeah, Sarah, did we have sex? No.
Well, you never know. You right. do have a very comfortable bed.
Yes, I do.
Well, good. That was very insightful for me.
Mm-hmm. So I want to know, especially from the guy listeners, what are your guys' thoughts on closure? And is it really just an excuse, male or female, to try to either sleep with them again or get them back?
Yeah, because for me, it's not. Mm-hmm. So am I just the weird one?
Yeah.
I'm just the one that, like, I need to see your face one more time, tell you everything about what's good, bad, the ugly, and then I know in my mind, like, done.
Yeah.
Right?
And I mean, I usually have my closure, but that my closure date, it's like, screw you. I have to hate you.
I hate you.
And it's like, just know, I have to hate you.
Check
like,
back in a few months. Maybe I won't anymore.
Yeah. It's like, so peace out. You're not going to hear from me.
Yeah.
All right. So we want to hear from you guys. And have you ever been in a poly relationship? And how did that go?
How is it going if you're in one now?
Yeah. I discovered, not a fan.
I could never do it. I'm way too crazy and jealous. And I'll admit it. Woo! I couldn't even imagine.
I just want attention. And I'm like,
Yeah, I want all the attention.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.